This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. David White joins us. He serves on the Kansas Bankers Association, Kansas Ag Bankers Board of Directors. And David, the state of the farm economy has weakened the past couple of years. As farmers come in to speak with their bankers, are they and will they experience a different environment when they have that meeting?
The answer to that's a little bit nuanced, just a little bit of yes, a little bit no. I think by and large, you know, across most of our customer bases, it seems like folks are still in decent financial shape, depending on how they manage things in those good years. But things certainly are more lean with kind of those tougher years that we've seen here the last couple of years. The banking regulators are certainly increasing their scrutiny of each bank's ag portfolios. So as the regulators ratchet up their scrutiny of those portfolios, the management at the banks tend to also kind of increase their awareness. So loan officers are probably going to be asking more questions, asking for more detailed info than possibly years in the past when it was a little bit easier to just, say, hand in your tax return and balance sheet and kind of get renewal within a few days. So probably some more questions, a little bit more detailed discussion about forecasts and budgets and plans compared to recent years.
And this is where it's key for that farmer really being proactive in communicating with their banker?
Absolutely. Anything that the farmer can do to help make the loan officer's job easier is just going to help yourself that much more.
And it really entails being prepared ahead of time with the proper documents that you need.
Absolutely. You know, if you've got your row crop line of credit coming due here in, oh, let's say 60 days, a lot of lines are kind of due into December or maybe stretching into January, be reaching out to your loan officer ahead of time and be asking your loan officer what they need in terms of documentation, what suggestions or guidance they have maybe on some budgeting, getting your arms around cost of production and plans for marketing your crop that maybe you just took off, so that you can kind of go in and have a very productive meeting and conversation to really help that loan officer along as much as you can.
It's so much like farming, and the aspect preparation is so key in all this.
No different than getting all your prep work done in the spring before you get the planter rolling. You know, you kind of do all that preventative maintenance, if you will, checking bearings, replacing worn out blades, what have you. You really need to kind of do the same thing on the business front.
David, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Greg.
That is David White, who serves on the Kansas Bankers Association's Kansas Ag Bankers Board of Directors, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.